Many times we talk about fasting, but what is fasting? Ano bang atal? Tanong sa ating Bible, ano bang fasting? Diet ba yun? Many times we talk about it, but what is that spiritual significance when we practice, when we fast before the Lord? So we will be praying for that starting from 7 tomorrow until 13 October. And then on that Sunday, we will culminate this prayer and fasting to coming together and to worship and praise the Lord. And then 20th of October, we will have water baptism. If the Lord has steered your heart to be part of this, and you know you are called to publicly declare that you are a child of God, that you have been changed by the Lord, join us and please sign up for water baptism. And lastly, our membership class, we will have it the 3rd November. Ayan po yung mga schedule natin. And last po natin is yung praise kit. As I mentioned, the past few months, we have changed yung ating class ng praise kids. It will only be happening during the second service starting from this month. Okay? And pray with us that na magbuksan po yung open ng morning praise kid class. And we are calling, if you have a heart for the children and you want to train the children, you can be involved sa morning and serve in the morning service to teach the children. Praise the Lord. Just turn to the person beside you and tell that person, I'm glad you're sitting beside me. Finally, we're in the month of October, and in a couple of weeks, we'll be celebrating Christmas and New Year. Somebody said this morning sa ating anointing service na 80 days to Christmas and 87 days to New Year. Who is excited? Sino uwi sa Pilipinas? Sinong hindi? Yun. And we'll be here praising the Lord together. And we thank the Lord. The reason why we are here today, the reason why we are now in October serving, worshiping the Lord is because of God's grace. Amen? Saya palapakan natin ating Panginoon. It's because of grace, the reason why we are here. And last Sunday, we have Brother Bong share to us the principle on how we should give. He taught us how we should give and reminded us that all of us are stewards of God's resources. And if you know yourself and if you've been reminded that you are good, you are called to be stewards of God's resources, then we have to respond and faithfully be able to manage that resources. And one aspect of managing and being faithful is to be a cheerful giver. Kaya katabi mo, cheerful giver. Hindi angry giver, cheerful giver. You see, as we give, the Lord will continue to bless us. God will bless us according to His will and purpose, so that what? Not for us to keep the blessing or favor, but to be a blessing to others. Kasi sometimes ang attitude natin, magbibigay ako sa Panginoon, magbibless ako, magbiblessing ako para sa akin lang. No. The reason why God is blessing you is to be a blessing to other people. Because you're a channel of God's blessing. So remember of that. And today what we're going to do is we continue with our study in the Sermon of the Mount. And invite all of us to stand to give reverence to God's word. Tayo pong tumayo lahat. And we're going to read the text found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 to 18. Let's read Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 to 18. Let's read together. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Honestly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. We are here to study your word. We ask for your Holy Spirit, Lord, to illuminate your word so that we can understand your word clearly. Kayo po ang aming great teacher. And I pray, Lord, all of us here, you give a good soil, a heart that's good soil to receive your word, so that it will not just enter to our mind, but it will penetrate to our heart and there will be transformation in within, so that we'll be more like you. So we submit this service to you. Come, convict us, challenge us, transform us, and even, Lord, encourage us in how we ought to live a life for you. Salamat, Panginoon. Come, Holy Spirit, and take over, Lord, this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You see, this sermon has two titles. The first title that if you go to our TLWF page, I gave it a title, this title. Ang title niya is, Watch Me, The Pursuit of Limelight. Watch me. Tingnan mo ako. Because we have read there that the Pharisees want to be, they are pursuing limelight. Ano ba limelight? Attention. KS? Ayan, kulang sa pansin. But there's another title that I would like to propose when I'm preparing these sermons. As I thought, yes, last night. Itong second title niya. A Great Pretender Overcoming Hypocrisy. Overcoming Hypocrisy. Hawakan mo yung katabi mo. Overcoming Hypocrisy. You see, image and reputation is important. Do you all agree? Image and reputation is important. Many of us agree that we want to look good sa ating employer. Correct? All of us want to be looking good sa employer, especially if that person is the one who's handling your bonus or your finances or your salary. Gusto natin sa ating mga boss na tayo ay malinis, maayos, right? Dapat tayo ay demure. Say demure. Very mindful in the action. Very mindful. And we want to show to our employer that we're capable, committed, we deserve a raise sa ating salary, or even expect bonus sa coming December. And we want to do that. We want to show the best to our boss, right? Sa ating employer. Yet many times, the boss don't know what's happening behind the back. The first company I came and worked, nandun kami sa conference room and we were waiting for our boss. So, maliit lang conference room namin. It's a startup company and yung boss namin ay wala pa. But while we were sitting in the conference room, we were talking about our boss. Yan, boss na yan, ganyan yan. Hindi yan nagbibigay. Wala kaming overtime pay, blah, 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 blah. All of us were talking bad about our boss. Then suddenly, the door opened and our boss came in and everybody sit up and okay kami. Yes. Ang bait. Ang bait. Lahat kami say, yes, boss, maganda yan. Ganda yan, okay yan. Yes, it's true, boss. Ganda yan. Pero behind our back, in our heart, is it ikaw, swapang. In our heart. In front of our boss, we are looking good and perfect. But behind, great pretender, overcoming hypocrisy. Now, also remember when I was working in a startup graphic design firm, I was part of a team, and we were called to help some companies to do their branding and marketing. And I was engaged in some project na we have to help yung aming itong business na ito to really brand themselves as big. Really brand themselves as big. And I thought this business is malaki. But when I went to their office, it's a small office. Hindi kalakihan. So our task is to really brand and market the company. I won't mention the name. You have eaten to that place before. Letter S. Masarap magkumain ng buffet doon. So we were there helping. We were eating there. And you know what? Today, they have 68 outlets in 6 countries. Why? Because they're able to reposition themselves. Yung image and reputation nila ay maganda. Now, image we portray. The reputation plays a role in how we ought to work to people, how it will affect our work relationship with people, and even how we run business. Now, in the text that we have read, Jesus was addressing a reputation and image issue. He was talking to some of them, especially he was addressing this issue sa mga scribe at saka sa mga Pharisees. Because they what? Some of them, especially the scribe and the Pharisees, were portraying an image na sila ay religious at sila ay spiritual. Na sila ay anghel. Perfect. Tingin mo yung katabi mo, baka perfect yan. They were religious. So they're portraying themselves. Kaya, nababasa ng Panginoon, they have a reputation that religious, they're trying to make an image that they are religious, and they're pursuing limelight. They're pursuing the attention, and they want people to look at them and say, look at me, I'm holy. Look at me, I'm righteous. Look at me, I'm morally okay. Look at me, I'm God-fearing. I'm close kami ni Lord. Ganun ang pinaportray nila sa mga tao. They were showing their spirituality, how devoted they are to God through their external practices so that people will honor them. Ang bait-bait ni Pastor. Ang bait-bait ni Sister. Yun ang nangyayari. Yet Jesus knew their heart. Jesus knew their heart and He directly confronted them by saying this, hypocrite. Grabe, na? Hypocrite. Ikaw kaya sabihin yan? Parang sakit. Hypocrite. Now, when we talk about hypocrisy, our common understanding is this. Is someone who says something, then do something else. Yun, right? Normally, when we talk about hypocrisy, we talk about someone who said, ah, ako ay ganito, pero hindi naman niya ginagawa. Yun ang common understanding natin. That this person have a contradiction with the words and also the action. For example, a person, a politician, sabi ng politician, I don't like corruption. Tapos iboboto mo, pero nakita na realize mo, later part ay siya ay corrupt. That's hypocrisy, right? Or probably someone tell you, ikaw dapat nagbabasa ng Bible everyday, ha? Huh? Pero bukas siya naman ay hindi nagbabasa. Ibig sabihin, siya ay isang hypocrite. That's one aspect of hypocrite. Now, Jesus dealt with the scribe in the Pharisee about these differences of lifestyle in Matthew 23. But in this text that we are talking about, He's not referring to the inconsistency between the actions and the words that they say, but rather, He was dealing with them with this matter. Dissembler. Ano bang dissembler? Dissembler is what? It's a person who hides their real feeling or intention often by pretending to have a different one. It is a person who does the right thing yet have different intention and purpose. It's someone who do the right thing pero deep inside the heart, ibang intention. So when you read this hypocrisy, he's talking about this. Sa Tagalog, ano ito? Ayan. Ginagawa niya lahat na religious thing. Pupunta sa church lahat, pero deep inside, ang layo-layo kay Lord. Ayan. Yan ang dinideal ni Jesus at the time. He was dealing with this. That's why Jesus said in the first verse of chapter 6, He says this, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. He was telling them, na be careful na huwag kang magpakitang tao lang. Na ganyan ka pala kabait, nagpapakita ka lang tao. Pupunta ka lang pala sa church para magpapabait, para may halo. Magpa-Facebook ka pa, upload mo, nasa church ako. Pero, so you see, there's a distinction. Now, in the following verse of chapter 6, he used three common religious activities that the Jewish faith would do. What are they? We talk about it. First is giving. Read that. Giving. And then you will give to the needy. It's one of expression of their faith. The religious work. Second one is how they should pray. In the following verse, verse 5. And then the last one in how they should fast. So Jesus used these three examples to emphasize yung attitude nila. They were doing all these things. They were giving to the needy. They were praying. They were fasting. But their intention is wrong. Kaya sinabi ni Jesus, hypocrite. Hypocrite. See, Jesus was not against giving. He was not against praying or praying in public. He was not against fasting. But he was against their motivation. Jesus was against the intention of the heart. Jesus was dealing with the issue. They were just doing all these things in front of the people, not because they want to worship God, but the intention is that people will see them and their concern is the status that they have sa mga tao. Kaya sabi mo sa katabi, gets mo? Now, if you observe ourselves today, there is a danger that we can have the same attitude. That we can have the same attitude. We can come to church and serve in a ministry. You can be the pastor, a worship leader, a care group leader, usher, members, or attendee, just to show that you are doing spiritual thing para makita ng tao na ikaw ay spiritual. It can happen to us. You can come to the church and attend service just to satisfy yung need ng iyong care group leader. Sasabihin mo, Pastor, kaya ako nag-church kasi text ng text sa akin yung care group leader ko. Nakita daw niya ako nasa park last Sunday. Bakit daw nag-check? So nag-message sa akin. Why are you coming to church? Is it because of care group leader or because of the Lord? Some people, you know, my parents called me to church, but really, is it because of just parents or because the Lord has called you to come to church? You see, there's two things. The Lord does not just look at our action. The Lord look at the intention of the heart. Bakit mo ginagawa yon? Bakit mo ginagawa yon? You see, there is a danger that if we serve in a ministry to show people how spiritual we are, and doing something in the church so that people notice, ay, si Pastor, matuwid yan kay Lord, pero hindi nyo alam na nangyari sa puso ko. You see, Jesus can see, God clearly perceive the intention of our heart. And I pray that we will not fall into this situation. That God will reveal to us, as we look to God's Word today, that God will reveal to us ano ang kondisyon ng ating puso, so that we can live a life with purity, with sincerity. Not because we want to please other people, not because we want to please ourselves, but want to please the Lord. We want to please the Lord. And here, I just want to leave to you some principles on how we cannot commit the same mistake. First thing we learn, to overcome hypocrisy, first thing, live for an audience of one. Live for an audience of one. In order for us to overcome hypocrisy in our life, in God's eyes, it is good to ask a question. Why I am doing this? And second, who am I? Am I pleasing? And sino ba talaga ang audience ko? Who is my real audience? Who is really watching? Am I living with other people's expectation? Or am I living my own expectation? Or am I doing these things because God is watching and I want to please Him? You see, as Christ's disciple, we must constantly remind ourselves that we are called to be committed and dedicated in pleasing our Savior. Now, when Jesus said hypocrite sa mga scribes and Pharisee, He noticed clearly ang attention nila is for themselves. Bakit? Because they want their ego and their pride. They were wearing a mask. They were driven by their selfish motive and desires. Brother and sister, for us to live consistently, for us to live without any kind of falsehood, any kind of hypocrisy in our life, we must live our life with audience of one. To live for an audience of one means we are to live not just in church, not just in our workplace, not just in our home, but also in our home, that we are doing it because God is watching and we want to worship God with everything we do. That's why Jesus said clearly, He emphasized in verse 4, sabi niya, and your fathers who sees in secret. And he again repeated again, and your fathers who sees in secret. And again he said, your fathers who sees in secret in verse 18. Let me suggest, when Jesus said, and your father sees in secrets, he's not just doing it because he's against yung public display nila. But rather, he's focusing sa puso nila. Now, there are times that when we give, people see, right? When we pray, there's public prayer, nakakita ng tao. There are times when we fast, napapansin nila, Pastor, mukhang nagpa-fasting ka. Siyempre, mahina ka. You can see. But God is not, Jesus is not against those things na nakita, but rather, are we doing it for the Lord? When Jesus said, and your Father sees it in secret, it means our action, our intention is motivated to honor and please the Lord. No one else. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, no one else. Yung intention natin ay nakakita ng Panginoon. You know, Paul clearly said this in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. This is what Paul said. Sabi niya, I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer that I live, but Christ lives in me. In the life now I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul's motivation was to please Jesus. And yun ang focus niya. And he said in the Corinthian church, he said this, so whatever you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. In everything you do, you have only one audience, si Lord. Now, just imagine, tandaan nyo yung nag-perform kayo? Who among you performed before? Yung elementary. Nang elementary. Di kayo nag-perform ng nagsayaw, ng tinikling? Sa school? Have you ever performed? All of us performed before, right? Excited tayo. I remember yung liniligawan ko si Ewox. Oh. I invited her to a gig. Yung gig, yung banda-banda. I told you before, I used to play sa labas. I invited her to the gig with one purpose. Para magbabogi. Right? Mga men, remember when you were courting your wives? Nagpapapogi ka, right? Ikaw ang pinakamagaling mag 3 points. Right? So you do whatever you want. Para magpiplease. So I invited my wife to a gig. Diba? Girlfriend? Hindi pa niya girlfriend. Friend? Hindi pa kami on non. I invited to her. I don't care what people will say. But as long she noticed me, it's okay. Audience of one. So whatever people say, galing-galing mo, yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, you play Ben Perry way. To me, pag sinabi ng mga tao yon, wala. Pero if si Ewoks ang nagsabi, ang galing ng banda mo, aba, syempre, nandun ako. Because my audience is what? One. Now, among the way we live our life, who's your audience? Is your audience of people there to please other people or your audience is God? When the God is your audience, wherever you go, wherever it's a park, wherever it's an office, wherever it's a jalan-jalan, your audience will be Him. Because you want to please Him. Audience of one. You want to remove hypocrisy? Establish that. My audience, the main audience I have is Jesus Christ. Wherever I go, whatever I say, as a businessman, as a baheman, what I'm looking at my Facebook, my audience is one. I want to show you a video, a short video, very short lang, no need to switch off the lights. Itong video nito, itong bata, just perform and look at her reaction because she's looking for somebody. Look, just watch this. You know, when you love Jesus so much and you know you're His child, your intention, Lord, childlike faith, you said, Lord, lahat ng ginagawa ko para sa'yo and I want to put smile on you. Not other people, I want to put smile on you. I don't want to please my friend, I want to put smile on you. When you worship, lead, why are you singing? Are you singing just to please people, showcase your singing? Or you want to worship the Lord because I want to please you, katulad ng batang to, kahit gumanyang ka na rin. When you're preaching, when you're teaching, when you're leading the group, when you're coming to church, why? Because you're like a child said, I want to please you, Lord. Audience of one. Audience of one. You want to live a life without hypocrisy? Be a child that always please his father. Always please his father. Kaya tingnan mo katabi mo, gayahin mo yung picture niya, gaman saan niya. A child, excited. He don't care what people say, but as long his father, his mother is there, watching, it's satisfied. When you are growing in faith, anuman reward, anuman hardship, anuman pinagdadaanan, ang reward natin, It's because the Lord is watching and we are putting a smile to His face. To overcome hypocrisy, live life with one audience. Second, to overcome hypocrisy, guard against false spirituality. Guard ourselves. You see, we are called to be cautious in false teaching, and that's good. We have to be careful from our prosperity gospel and so on that's coming in, but also we ought to be careful and guard ourselves against false religiosity, spirituality. Now, Edmund Chan says there's two extremes in a contemporary church. One of them is this: people hardly pray, people hardly give, people hardly fast. And the other extreme is this: they are proud because they can do all these things. They can give, they can pray, they can fast. Who among you are having a struggling time in giving? Raise your hand. Walang problema, taas kamay.
Wow, babait niyo ah.
Whoever among you have a hard time praying. You know, when Jesus said here in the text clearly, He said, He did not say if you pray, if you give, or if you fast. He said when you pray. It makes a being, it's part of their life. It's not an option, but simply their natural response when they were worshiped. So He said, but the problem is here in our contemporary church, people hardly give, people hardly pray, people hardly fast. The other extreme, people pray, people fast, and people give, but they become proud. Now, when Jesus was dealing with the scribes and the Pharisees, we all know that they were arrogant and they were boastful in the way they react. And they are full of themselves and they wanted people to see them. They wanted people to see them. Look at the way they give. Sabi dito. And here, in chapter 6, verse 2, it said, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you as hypocrites in the synagogue and in the street. When they give, they go to the synagogue. And they said, eto ginagawa ko, nagbibigay ako. Nagpapakita na, religyoso. Tapos pupunta sila sa street, sa labas, at pupunta. You look at me. I'm good. Nagbibigay ako. Nagpapakita ang tao. They were showing it off, their religiosity. But this next one, he says praying. In verse 5, he says, and when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and street corner, that they may be seen by others. They would go to a place, synagogue, and pray. Lord, patawaran nyo sila. Ayan, yung nakaupo dyan sa hope room. Pati yung nakaupo dito. Ayan, yung mga nakaputi. They begin to pray publicly so that people will notice them. Attention. And then when they fast, what they do? He says here, when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Para makita na nagfa-fasting sila. Now, I did a study on this. Normally, when Jewish people, they would fast either Wednesday and Friday. No, they would fast Wednesday and Friday. I'm not sure which day. They normally fast 2 days a week, either Wednesday and Friday. They don't fast on Tuesday or Thursday. Normally, either Wednesday, Friday, 2 days. They don't fast on Tuesday and Thursday. Why? Because a Tuesday and Thursday is the date they will go to the market para mamili ng mga bagay-bagay. Kaya, sinet nila na magpa-fasting sila. Ini-schedule nila na magpa-fasting sila. They will fast on Wednesday and Friday. They won't fast on Tuesday and Thursday because they will go to the market to buy their own thing. But the scribe and the Pharisee, they will fast when? Tuesday and Thursday, well, people, there are a lot of people in marketplace and they will be there sitting down. Magulo ang buhok para hindi pa naliliko. Namumutla. Why? And then when people ask them, are you okay? No. We're fasting. Yan ang napapansin ni Jesus sa kanila. Because they want attention. They want people to notice them. And because of that attention, they have a false notion of what it means to be spiritual. They begin to look at themselves, assess themselves by their own eyes and judgment. And soon enough, they look at themselves as holy and righteous because sa ginagawa nilang yan. Now, I believe it could happen to all of us. The scripture laid it down so that it's a warning to all of us. Because we can, if we are not careful and we don't guard ourselves, we can have the same pattern like them. If we don't guard ourselves, we can develop the following. Ano yun? Yung ganitong attitude. One is superiority. Feeling superior to those who don't give, who don't pray, or don't fast. Iba ang tingin mo. Dahil ikaw ay matuwid sa Diyos. You are different. You pray. You fast. And you study the Bible. Ang tingin mo sa iba na hindi nagba-Bible study? RR. Hindi ka spiritual. You become proud. Superior thinking. And there's a danger. Next one, ano ba? Formalism. What's formalism? Formalism focuses on outward religious rites more than the inward transformation of life. We judge ourselves on how we can maintain certain routine or discipline. Now, I'm not saying or not rejecting discipline, routine, or formalism. I believe tradition is very important because it keeps us rooted to who we are. I believe those things. But if we become focused in formalism, you should always wear skirt. Skirt. Pants is a boy. Kayo. Ikaw, tingin mo yung pantalon na. Butas pa. But if you're wearing that pants, I'm questioning about your salvation. Doon ako na-trigger. I'm questioning about your salvation, whether you're saved or not. I was triggered. Is it by works or now by formalism? Because you're wearing pants, kayo mga babae dyan, lagot kayo. Yun sinasabi ng pastor. I was shocked when I hear that. Now, again, there's tradition, but there is things na huwag mong pupush to extreme na dahil nakapans yung sister na katabi mo, ay hindi na shave, o hindi na save, hindi na siya, ano, we have, hindi shave ha. Hindi save. Too big. Kailan too big? Naka-online to. When I heard that, I was shocked. Because they judging spirituality of the person based on their wear. Now again, if you are growing in the Lord, when you're walking in the Spirit and you're living in the Word of God, maayos ang pananamit mo, right? Hindi ka na pwede ng deep. Ganyan. I mean, depende sa size. Headband yata yun. But again, you become demure. Demure. The right word, demure. Be careful the way you dress. Right? Now, iba-iba generation, I have no time to talk about it, which is right and wrong. But again, the principle is this. When you put on your clothes, you have to be presentable. It's honoring to the Lord. Right? Okay? So this pastor said, kayo mga babae, hindi kayo pwede. Pwede lang kayo magwear ng skirt hanggang dito. I was shocked with that. Kung hindi kayo save, blah, 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 ang dami na. I was, tama ba yun, Lord? Is based on what we wear that we can be spiritual? Or based on who we are and becoming like you and transforming you. Because if your God is transforming you, you're gonna change the way you dress, the way you think, the way, hindi ka na magwewe ng mga iba-ibang bagay. You be cautious. formalism. Yan. I like J.C. Ryle say, he says here, when a man is a Christian in name only and not in reality, the outward things only and not inward feelings, in profession only, not in practice, when his Christianity is sort of a mere matter of form, form lang, or fashion, and cost, it's because of the work of Jesus Christ. Amen? And because of the work of Jesus Christ, binago ang ating puso, He transforms us so that we'll be able to live a different life. Not because we're doing this to change and be saved, but rather because we've been saved and changed by God, then we can be transformed and live a different life. Danger of legalism. Danger. It's not by merit, it's by not the things that we have done, but simply God's grace and mercy that we are able to fulfill His law and commandments. Another one, judgmentalism. Judgmentalism. Because of superiority, formalism, legalism, we become judgmental towards other people. Because of pride and self-righteousness, we begin to see our ideas, our behavior as more spiritual and morally more superior than those people around us. We judge other people by our own standard rather than the standard of God. Judgmentalism. Now again, if you study the scripture, you can judge somebody by the lifestyle. Clearly says there, but before you judge somebody, you have to remove that plank in your eyes. Right? But here, the attitude is different. Judgmentalism here is because you're going to judge a person based on your own standard, based on your own walk, based on your own lifestyle. For example, alam niyo, lahat kayo makasalanan, ako hindi eh. Pastor, tayo lang dito ang perfect. Yung sila dito, living words. Hindi yan, alam. Papalit na ako ng church kasi. They don't pray. Katulad ko. No, Raquel? Tayo lang yata nagpe-pray. Yung iba, hindi nagpe-pray. They don't fast like me. I fast 8 times a week. But they don't give like me. I-record nyo to para mayroon tayong hits sa online. They don't give like me. I give my tithes. Huh? My tithes. My tithes. 3 times a month. 3 gives. Pero yung iba dito, hindi nagbibigay. They're not like me. And by the way, your doctrine are all poor. Do you know what's justification? Who know what's justification? You see? Mas marami akong alam sa inyo. Kulang kayo ng pag-aaral ng Bible. Justification. Ano pa? Sanctification. Ano pa? Glorification. San kayo ngayon doon? Depression? So easy. You see? You don't even know where you are. I think all of you are in the glorification stage. Alam niyo ibig sabihin glorification? Nandun na kayo. Ang hirap maging ako. I'm too perfect. Magpapastor na lang ako ibang church kasi ang living word eh. Hindi ko standard. Judgmentalism. Judgmentalism. The focus now is yourself rather than Jesus. when you help somebody grow and mature, the attention is not what you can do, but what the Lord can do. When you help someone, you always point to who? Jesus. Not your own standard. Tandaan mo, 3 gibs ang aking tights, ha? 3 gibs. You see, there's those things, if you want to overcome an attitude of hypocrisy, first, have an audience of one. Second, be on guard of false religiosity. And when you walk in the Spirit, ipapakita ng Panginoon yun. Ano ang what is His way or in the flesh way. Lastly, despite Jesus' sermon being corrective in nature, when we obey and do the things that He've called us to do, He said, when you do it in secret, that what did He do? What did He promise? He promised a reward. And last point here, hold fast to God's reward. Hold fast to God's reward. Many times when you read this text, nami-miss out natin yung promise ni Lord, hold fast to His reward. In verse 4, it says here, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And then verse 6, He said, and your Father who sees in secret as you pray will reward you. In when you're fasting, as you fast before God, and He promised that, and your Father who sees you in secret would reward you. Now, last week, we talked about giving. Last March, we had Sister Salvi talk about prayer. Now, let me just focus on fasting. What is fasting? Many of us call, I realize, I call everybody to fast, but many of us don't understand what's fasting. So I encourage you to join us, get the booklet, and meditate with us this coming week. But let me briefly discuss what's fasting. Fasting is a spiritual discipline where we intentionally abstain from food for some time. We deny our natural desire, humble ourselves, and take time to focus on God. We refrain from doing those things so that we can focus kay Lord. We pray and we seek Him. Fasting is what? We should be accompanied by dedicated time in prayer and studying God's Word as we align ourselves to God's will. Ayun ang fasting. That we come to the Lord, we refrain from us. I have no time to talk about yung why food, but go join us sa ating prayer and fasting. But you position yourself to focus kay Lord. We focus kay Lord. Ayun ang intention ng fasting. Now, somebody told me, asked me, Pastor, alam mo, every lunchtime, hindi ako makain ng lunch. I think nagpa-fasting ako. Sabi ko, wow, okay ah. So anong ginagawa mo during lunch? What were you doing during lunch? Sabi niya, ilo, nag-Facebook, nag-Instagram, nag-chat-chat. Eh bro, hindi fasting yun, diet yun. Dieting. Feasting. Yeah, Pastor, thank you. Feasting. See? Fasting means you refrain, but at the same time, you focus yourself and attention kay Lord. You're gonna meditate His Word. You're gonna pray and meditate and say, Lord, I want to know You more. You see, an expression, an undivided expression, an intensive devotion to the Lord, to the concern of spiritual life. Now, the Scripture says that God promised reward. God promised reward. And let me suggest a few things here. Because many times we talk about reward, we talk about ganito, pera. But more than the finances blessing, there's many more that we should receive. Ano yung mga reward? One is this. An understanding of God grows deeper. The more you pray and the more you fast with the right posture, the more God will reveal to you. The Scripture said, if you search me with all your heart, you will find me. Draw near to me now. So He revealed to you areas that you need to change. I like what Edmund Chan says. He says here, sin will keep you from prayer and fasting, or prayer and fasting will keep you from sin. When you take time to pray, when you take time to fast, you position yourself, Lord, come, reveal to me errors in our life. I had mentioned before, I was asking somebody in church to download videos for me, mga movies na bagong videos. But during my fasting time, I was reminded na bawal yon, Ruel. Ginagawa man ang mundo, pero bawal yon. It revealed to me areas that I thought is not sin, but give me areas na ito pa ay hindi maganda sa mata ng Diyos. What else? When we fast and pray, the reward is we've been empowered for His purpose. When Paul was preparing for ministry, he fasted and prayed, and God used him mightily. When Jesus was preparing for ministry, what did he do? 40 days he was fasting. And when you read the text, he said he was empowered, full of power, and he was ready to do the ministry. What else? When we fast and pray, we receive wisdom and discernment. We ask God, Lord, give me wisdom. In Acts 14:23, here, Paul were setting up the leadership of the church, putting places. So you're going to make decision. You're going to ask the Lord. Mga important decision. Lord, uwi ba ako? Hindi. Sabi sa Facebook, maganda nang daw umuwi sa Pilipinas. Yun ang basis mo sa Facebook o sa YouTube. But did you ask God, Lord, is it the right time for me to go Philippines or not? Or to Canada? Or to Australia? Or New Zealand? Or France? You have to ask the discernment from God. Lord, is it the right person? Nasasagutin ko na. Ang sweet-sweet niya sa akin. Sabi daw, Christian siya. Naging Christian daw siya yung na-meet niya ako. Wait. You have to ask the Lord. And you take time to pray and fast about it. And he said, lay down before God. He said, give me wisdom. You see, sometimes we need wisdom. Sabihin mo sa atin, sabi mo, you need wisdom. Hindi wisdom to wisdom. We need wisdom. And we posture ourselves when we pray and fast. Last one. When we fast and pray, our faith remains strong during the difficult times. When Nehemiah received the news of what's happening in the land, he fasted and prayed, not just one day, for many days. He don't know what to do. The burden is in him. He fasted and prayed. And then when Esther learned the news also that the Israelites will be annihilated, what did he do? What did she do? She called the people to fast and pray. See, those are few rewards. There's so much more reward as we look in the scripture. One most important reward is that we got to know Him better. Now, as I conclude and call upon the worship team, we have talked about the first half of the chapter, and we are reminded what? To live life for one audience. To live life with one audience. And second, to guard against false spirituality, and also hold fast to God's reward. To hold fast to God's reward. First is to live life. If you want to overcome our hypocrisy, live for one audience. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, one audience. Second, guard against false spirituality. And lastly, hold fast to God's reward. Now, as I end, in chapter 6, from 1 all the way to 13 or 16, we have talked about three areas. Talk about giving, talk about praying, talk about fasting. So may tanong ako ngayon. Test tayo ha. Who among you struggle in giving? Who among you struggle in giving, your offering, in your tithes? Alam nyo, walang nagtataas. Hindi kayo nag-struggle? Some of us struggle in giving, right? Some of us. I tell you, when I first received my pay, the first one, I gave my tithes and my offering. I'm so joyful. The second month, nahirapan ako kasi marami akong gusto. And I struggle. I'm telling you this because some of us struggle in giving, right? Struggle in giving. I struggle in giving. I said, Lord, paano ito? But by God's grace, He helped me. See, when you give, the motivation, my idea of giving is this, I give because I want something in return. Pag ako'y nagbigay, may dadami na ano. I have a wrong doctrine, theology. Because when we give, it's not because we want something back. We give because it's our worship to the Lord. So at first, I was struggling. But because of God's grace, He helped me to trust Him in my finances, in any aspect of life. And sometimes when we said giving, ang una natin iniisip ay ito, pera. But you know, the Lord works in ways. At that time when I was young, I was giving and sabi ko, yan, tataas ang sweldo ko. Woo-hoo-hoo! Sabi sa scripture eh. But you know, it takes many years, mga 4 years para tumaas. 4 years. Hindi tumaas. But you know, God gave me better things. A better health, wisdom, opportunities that I can never get. Because the Lord opened doors. So some of us struggle with giving. So how among you struggle with giving? Yan, 1, 2. Yan. Lahat kayo okay, ha? Babayad ninyo, sige. Now, question. Who among you is struggling with prayer? Tanong mo sa katabi mo, oh, ikaw ba nagpe-pray? Who among you? Taas kamay. Sige, totoo lang, sa totoo lang. Pagising sa umaga, toothbrush agad. Many of us are struggling with prayer. I struggled with prayer. Yung naging pastor ako, kala ko mayroon ako more time to pray. But I realize I have to discipline myself to pray. Or else, ang daming aspect sa buhay. I struggled my prayer life. And you know, by God's grace, because it's, our faith is not about our own strength, it's about the grace of the Lord working in our life. I struggle with prayer. Sabi ko, ang bait-bait ng ating morning prayer. Gigising sila ng 5 o'clock. Ako ay 6:30. Tapos I will stand here and he said, kayo church, mag-pray tayo! Pero well, hindi ko nga nagpe-pray. Some of us struggle with prayer. Right? Who among you struggling with fasting? Fast forward na lang, fast forward. O gusto natin fast food. Fast. I struggle with fasting. I struggle. Why I'm opening this? Because I want to lead us all. Now, it's not by our own strength that can help us to pray, to give, or fast. It's the Word of God. There's hope. I was struggling in fasting, especially pag ang misis mo ay nagluto ng lugaw. Ang sarap. You see, when the scripture says here, hypocrisy, last one to challenge hypocrisy is to be honest before the Lord. Be honest with Him. And to be real and not to be fake. If you know that you're struggling with Him, come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm struggling with my giving. I'm struggling with my prayer life. I'm struggling with... Hindi ako nagfa-fast, Lord. Ang sarap kasi kumain. Hokin me, mamaya. Help me. You see, there's a parable that Jesus shared. And I want to end with this parable. Sabi dito, He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves. again, in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Verse 10, two men went up into the temple to pray. One Pharisee and the other is a tax collector. The Pharisee standing by himself, what did he do? He prayed. And thus, he said, God, I thank you, I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give my tithes of all I get. Ayun ang sabi nung Pharisee. But the tax collector, standing far off, could not even lift up his eyes to the heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And this is what Jesus said. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Forever, if everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbled himself will be exalted. The last thing we want to overcome our hypocrisy is to be really honest to the Lord. Lord, I need your mercy. I struggle with my giving. I struggle in my prayer. I struggle in my fasting. But I know you're merciful, and as I humble before you, it is you that will lift me up so that I can do all these things, not by my own power or strength, but by the Spirit of God. Let's pray. Lord, you have challenged us today to remind ourselves, Lord, kung ano po ang condition ng aming mga puso. Remind us, Lord, that many times, Lord, we act like the Pharisee described, living a life of a hypocrite, doing those things, but our heart is far away from you. But we thank you, Lord, that we have that assurance, promise, that if we are true and real, and if we have humbled ourselves to you like the tax collector, he said, Lord, that you are justified and you will lift us up. I pray, Lord, as a church, Lord, may we live life with audience of one to you alone. And also, Lord, remove any false religiosity or spirituality in us. Remove any pride in us or ego to think that's all by our work, but simply your work, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that we will hold fast on your promises, that reward your promise, that if we do it in secret, if we do it with right intention and purity of our heart, we said, Lord, we will receive that reward. Panginoon, I pray for all of us here, for this church, that we will go deeper in the knowledge of you. May we be faithful in the things you have called us, maybe in giving, maybe in prayer or fasting, whatever we do, Lord, may we do it for you. Salamat, Panginoon. Let's stand before we receive the benediction. Let's just come to the Lord and offer our life to him. And so, Lord, we offer our lives to you. Let's just worship the Lord.
Joy and the pain, I making them yours.
Lord, I offer. Lord, let's lift our hand and say, God, we offer our life to you.
Everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life.
Lord, I offer you my life.
Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life.
Lord, I offer you. God.
Use it for your glory.
Oh, your glory, Lord.
Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you.
For reminding us in heart how we ought to live. Not life of hypocrisy, but life that's true, sincere, with a pure heart. I pray, Lord, you remove any things in our heart that would cause us to drift away from you. Teach us, Lord, to live life in authenticity. Not for the eyes of people, but for only you. I pray, Lord, that you guard us against any false spirituality. And may we always hold in your promises. As we pray, as we give, as we fast, there is a reward. And thank you, Lord, that you will answer those prayers if we do it and do it in secret. Panginoon, salamat. I pray for my brothers and sisters this day, Lord, that you would guide us this coming week. Let's just lift our hand and receive the benediction. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, as we go, remind us that we ought to live for an audience of one. That in everything we do, Lord, kayo po ang audience. Salamat, Panginoon. We give you glory and honor in our praise. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Thank you for joining us in a worship service. Turn to somebody and tell that person, there's only one audience. God bless everyone.